This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. I welcome your brothers and sisters in Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project. Brothers and sisters, our discussion. Allah states in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 143. With regards to our Muslim identity, brothers and sisters, what do we extract from this verse? وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. And we have made you a balanced middle ummah. Why? لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. So that you will be witnesses over mankind. وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. And the messenger will be a witness over you. Then the test with regards to the change of the qibla. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا الْقِبْلَةَ الَّتِي كُنْتَ عَلَيْهَا إِلَّا لِنَعْلَمَ مَنْ يَتَّبِعُ الرَّسُولَ مِمَّا يَنْقَلِبُ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ. And we have not made the change of the qibla except a test to see who follows the Nabi and who does not follow. وَإِنْ كَانَتْ لَكَبِيرَةً إِلَّا عَلَىٰ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهِ. And this was a heavy matter. It was a major test except for those who Allah guided. Then Allah states, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ. And Allah will not allow your iman to go to waste. Your iman will not be fruitless. What's meant by iman here, brothers and sisters? The salah. Because we had many of the companions saying, Ya Rasulullah, now the qibla has changed from Al-Aqsa to Makkah Al-Mukarramah. What about our brothers who died and they had prayed for 10 months, 11 months towards Al-Aqsa? What happens to all of their prayer? Does it go down the drain? Is it fruitless? So Allah says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ. And Allah will not allow your iman to be wasted. What's meant by iman here? Salah, salah, salah. Brothers and sisters, salah is the only act of ibadah mentioned in the Noble Quran and called what? It's called iman, subhanallah. What's the nickname? What's the title? What's the description given with regards to salah in the Noble Quran? It is called iman. Brothers and sisters, why? Because it is integral to our iman. My identity as a Muslim, that I am a man, I am a person of salah, I'm a woman of salah, my kids from the age of 3 and 4 and 5, mashallah. When I begin to make my salah in the home, then little Sumayya and little Ahmed stand next to me and they also act out their salah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, picture the scene. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam on his deathbed, after living a life of 63 years, after the age of 40, he was anointed with prophethood. Subhanallah, 23 years of da'wah, some of it in Mecca, some of it in Medina. On his deathbed, he mentions from amongst the most important matters, yes or no? Your father on his deathbed will talk about the most important messages. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, As-salah, 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 as-salah. Anas ibn Malik, servant of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that عَامَّةُ وَصِيَةِ النَّبِي sallallahu alayhi wa sallam كَانَتْ أَصَّلَاةِ. The general advice of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on his deathbed was الصَّلَاةِ 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 الصَّلَاةِ. Subhanallah. Brothers and sisters, during this time, during this final illness, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he found some energy, then what did he do? Al-Abbas and Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an, they assisted the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to go to the masjid. Subhanallah. Did our companions of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not say that we would regard the individual who does not perform salah, then this person has no share in Al-Islam. Umar the giant, he is attacked in the masjid and they take him to his home. When he comes around after being unconscious, they say to him, Ya Amirul Mu'mineen, you know, technically you've not finished your salah. You've not completed your salatul fajr. What did he say? How did he respond? Yes. And there is no share for that individual who does not perform salah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, your identity, you are Muslim, you are a musalli, you are a person of salah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, awwal ma yuhasabu al-abdu yawm al-qiyamah. As-salah, the first matter that we will be held accountable with regards to on yawm al-qiyamah will be the matter of salah. Brothers and sisters, where are you with regards to your salah? This is your identity. You go for hajj, you go for umrah, mashaAllah. When you want to meet with somebody and they're at certain hotel, what do you say to them? I will meet you at such and such place after Asr. We'll meet after Salatul Maghrib. Meet me at pillar such and such after Salatul Isha. SubhanAllah, your day revolved around the salah. Your meetings revolved around the salah. How much of izzah and honor it gave to the Muslim when he saw a certain leader and he's meeting with these top leaders from other places in the world, and the time of salah came in. The adhan was given and he says, I need to go and pray. Yalla, and they left for salah. Subhanallah, we are an ummah when we say Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. Everything besides that, the dunya, we as if we are throwing it behind our backs and we are making iqbal upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, Ali radiallahu anhu, where was he attacked? In the masjid. Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, in the middle of his salah, attacked in the masjid. Subhanallah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, the best of places to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are what? Aswaquha? No, not the marketplaces, but rather the masajid. The masajid, subhanallah. What's the distance between yourself and the moon? What's the distance between yourself and the sky? What's the difference between yourself and the distance between yourself and the sun? Years and years, subhanallah. Years, light years, ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, between us and the galaxies. But subhanallah, when you take your forehead and you put it on the ground, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ لَعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ. The closest a slave is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when he is in his sajda. You traverse all of those distances to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your one sajda. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah. That is your door, the door to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our salah, it's a pillar of the religion. Hold on to your salah, brothers and sisters. You want to marry someone, find out, are they a person of salah? Do they pray? إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. It will save a person from fahsha and munkar, evil and lewdness. Yes, no doubt. You have people who pray and they do wrong. But ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, the one who does wrong and doesn't pray is on a worse level. And one day that salah will turn this person around bi'iznillahi ta'ala. May Allah make us from amongst the people of salah. May Allah make us from amongst the people of the masjid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who, when we are questioned about this first matter, salah on yawm al-qiyamah, our answers are 100% A's bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Hayyakumullah, until we meet again. May Allah make us from amongst the musallis. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.